In the wake of Hurricane Matthew, Haiti is in assessment mode. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to look at where the most serious damages occurred from Hurricane Matthew and what that means for the first responders. And when mission senders can read, the value of sharing God's word orally can often be overlooked. So why is that a problem? Stay tuned and we'll explore answers for that question and more today on Mission Network News. First, Hurricane Matthew has trudged on from the shores of Haiti. And now, it's all about figuring out how bad the damage is. David Carwell with Mission Aviation Fellowship said they had an airplane investigating the impact as early as yesterday morning. But according to him, it's good that the storm didn't hit as hard in Haiti's northern area. That's where the capital and most of the population lives. But the population it did strike on the southern coast was its most vulnerable.
In one respect, it's more serious because homes are not made of concrete. Many of them are grass or mud or tin roofs. We understand many homes have been wiped out. The other difference is it's happening out in rural areas that are difficult to reach, and they're even more difficult now because bridges are out and roads are impassable. So we're going to use aircraft to go to those airstrips that are in that southern peninsula and take as many supplies and personnel as we can, first responders.
Right now, they need funds for evacuation flights. You can find the links to MAF's Disaster Response Fund for Haiti at missionnews.org. And of course, please
pray that God would use the church in Haiti as they reach out and express the love of Christ to their neighbors.
Next up is Compassion International. It's known worldwide for its focus on child sponsorship, providing what's called holistic care. But what you may not know is what makes them so distinctive. Silas Barrage says, the ministry only works in impoverished communities where there's an active church.
We mean a church as in recognized by the place of worship by the local community, a church that is willing and a church that has a vision for children for the Great Commission, and a church that has a willingness to transform the community in which the Lord has called them to.
So because nutrition, education, and gospel-centered care programs are provided to the children through the local church, parents feel a tremendous burden lifted. And with lifted burdens, hope also rises.
A ministry like Compassion just doesn't transform a child, it transforms a whole generation. If you see the scope of this work, it's the power of the church, the power of the gospel, and the power of transformed lives.
And prayer makes all the difference for Compassion.
Pray for wisdom that we would really let the church be the church, that Christ would be Lord of all, and that we would be joining Him in His work, then He blessing us and we enjoying the benefits of that blessing.
So ask yourself this question. Is it time for you to sponsor a child? Get some details through the links we've provided at missionnews.org. And finally, in literate societies, the church often overlooks the most reproducible, cross-cultural, and effective methods of sharing the gospel. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says, sharing the gospel orally, a method strategy called orality, is extremely effective in non-literate cultures. However, it may also reach people in the United States and Canada who are passed over by our literate traditions of gospel sharing and study.
We think of, you know, the U.S. being a sending place, but we need a more focused, intentional outreach to the unreached people groups, but also just unreached people in the U.S. and the North American context.
Does that surprise you? Well, it's true that the majority of the world learns best orally. And while it's essential that we have the written word, orality methods have pretty much been proven from the early church all the way through today.
Much of what we learn in the more rapidly reproducing church planting movements in the global south and the underground church in various parts of the world, many of those lessons can be brought back to the context of churches in the United States and Canada.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Brochunga Padidi. You know, sometimes we just need tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy by signing up at missionnews.org. Just click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.